Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, don't forget the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. You need to pre-register on that website, folks, for all the great webinars and events. He's got some great ones coming up this week. We'll talk about the Financial 15. That's coming up, some value stocks on Wednesday, right after our show. You can register again on the website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. The Dow rose and now eclipsing 35,000. Not a bad way, not a bad way at all to kick off the week. That's right, 235 points it hit again on Friday. Futures down slightly as we speak. Not slightly, about 124 or so, but it gained about 50 points as we prepared to get on the air today. So, big week coming up. We welcome him back in the fold. His name is Craig Ferentino. After a little respite in the mountains, unbeknownst to me, you know, that was the same place you were at, my friend, that my son was at, believe it or not. I found out.
Oh, no.
Somewhere,
really?
Yeah, New Hampshire. Were you in New Hampshire?
Yeah, the White Mountains.
Yep, he was there.
What was he doing? Where was he?
He went for a family reunion. His girlfriend's, fiance's family up there. So
wow.
He spent a couple of days in the mountain. He had a good time in New England. He went to the Yankee game on Thursday night, that memorable game in which they lost. They had a rain delay there. Went to Fenway on Thursday. Had a nice little weekend up there in New England. So, and then when you brought up the mountains over there, it was told to me he was there too. So maybe you ran into each other. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, he might have been on a trail. I'm telling you, it was beautiful, cold. I mean, a little cooler than down here, but it was certainly when you're up in the mountains and it's cold. I think elevation 5,000, we got down to about 46 degrees in the middle of the night there. So that's pretty cool, but not at the base. So it was very different anyway. The hike was wonderful. Yeah, it was great. And it's great to be back as well. So thank you, Jay. Missed everybody. Missed your show, of course. And it's good to be back in the saddle. Well, we got a lot to talk about. So while I'm away, you know, like you said, the Dow hit a new high, broke 35,000. Let's put everything in perspective. I like to do on Mondays is really just take a look at how the markets are doing year to date, how they were last week, and how they were year to date. Don't forget, Monday when I was preparing to leave, the market had sold off 700 points. And like, oh, what's going on? And all these people got on TV and the banners on the bottom, this is the beginning of the end and all this stuff. And then by the end of the week, by Tuesday and Wednesday, all that chatter was erased. And here we are sitting at a new high in the Dow at 35,062. For the week was up 1.1%, but year to date, 14.6% for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 index at 44.12, up 2% for the week, 17.5% for the year. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ, 14,837, up 2.8%. That's got some territory to catch up, but I figured up 15% for the year. That was a laggard for the first 6 months of our year. And now it is coming into second place behind the S&P 500, surpassing the Dow. So the NASDAQ has had some catching up to do. The European index, the MSCI EAFE, up 7% year-to-date. European is still in some states, some countries having some lockdowns, things like that. So their growth is slower. They're not putting the stimulus that we are into the economy, and we'll get to that in a minute. Oil is at $72 a barrel, up 48.5% since January. That's the clear winner. Sadly, for all of us who use oil at some point, whether to heat your home or drive your car, oil price, a barrel of oil has gone up almost 50% since January. So the clear winner there. We're starting to see some trends, you know, that we do see some catalysts coming up. We do see some dips again, like we saw on Monday. But we also see with the stimulus around. Let's talk about the stimulus here. There's a group of, seven, 13 Republican senators that are trying to finalize a deal on infrastructure, which may be fueling the market, just the, you know, there's stimulus in the air, and that's where we're betting on things going forward, which means that for all of us, this is just a positive news. Even the talk of it is positive news. But supposedly Bob Portman, who's leading the bipartisan group of several Republicans wanting to vote with the Democrats on infrastructure. They're about 90% of the way there. He was quoted this weekend. And this is that. And then don't forget, Biden, after approving this one, is trying to rally the Democrats for a $3.5 trillion stimulus that won't include any Republicans whatsoever. And this is really to, I guess, refund some of the bluer states. And I don't know what that's about. But so $4.5 trillion, the Liberal Democrats have linked their support. This is a quote, not me saying this, from the Wall Street Journal, to a $3.5 trillion package of child care, education, health care. So $4.5 trillion stimulus coming in. And so the markets see all this potential money. Don't forget, all this has to be done in the next, 2 weeks, because then Congress is on recess mid-August. So we're going to see some severe actions coming up in the next few weeks. People have to put up or shut up. You know, this is where it's going to start to come. But they feel that there could be some bipartisan effort. A lot of, obviously, hardcore conservative and Republicans not interested in this deal. Most of the people who are working with the Senate Democrats seems to me are not up for re-election, or they are not going to run again. They're going to retire, so this is like their last hurrah. That said, we have some good news. Technology Services, big player. We do get some news today. There's one thing that I think I'm going to be looking for after the close of business today. That's Tesla. And Tesla's expected to report, you know, something like 97 cents a share. This is one of the largest market cap companies. I will go over maybe tomorrow what all the I was just really shocked when I ran who the largest companies were in the world. And Tesla's on the list, pretty high up on the list for something that produces 500,000 cars. Bitcoin has, since you like to talk about Bitcoin, Jay, Bitcoin is up something like 20% in the last week or so. It was at 64,000, went down to 34,000. Now it's on its way up again a little bit due to the fact that Amazon may accept Bitcoin. So that's giving its value a lot more juice. And aside from that, there's a little other news that's out there, and people, the Delta variant is still out there, so people are concerned about that. There's a breakthrough, that's a new common term that people are talking about. If you're vaccinated, you still can get the coronavirus, although supposedly not so severe. And so we're trying to figure out about that. They're working on getting, sadly, a lot of adolescents and younger vaccinated. And we're looking at the Olympics might be the lowest rated in history. So I think that's going to be an effect on some of the media stocks. So that's what I have for this Monday, Jay.
Olympics, I can't get into it yet, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know what it is. I just can't get into it. I'm watching a little bit last night of Simone Biles and the women's gymnasts. I saw a little bit of the basketball, which, you know, listen, if you expect Dream Team or something of this nature with Damon Lillard and those guys, it's not happening. It's a terribly constructed team. And I don't expect them to even finish in the bronze era. Maybe I'll be wrong. But they lose to France. France is not bad either, you know. But I can't get into the Olympics. One of the lowest rated opening ceremonies watch night. I don't know. Maybe I'll get into it. Listen, it just started, so maybe I'll get into a couple of things. You know, it's interesting as far as the numbers. So you're starting a Monday at over 35,000 futures, down about 120 or so as we speak. But isn't it interesting, Craig, because last week when Wall Street dropped, 725 at close, all due to the variant, right? The variant. That's all we heard. And now, you know, you look at the numbers, even in New York, where you have an uptick of over 2% here on the island and everything else, you know, it's rather alarming. And yet, you know, the Wall Street's looking strong in all three indexes and everything else. Sometimes, you know, you can't explain this stuff, but I guess the initial shock of the variant and everything else had a lot to do with that 700-point-plus drop from last week. So interesting the way things turn, you know. So sometimes you can't put your finger on it, but it's kind of wild when you look at it. Now, you've got... go ahead.
Yeah, the very, very important that you should know, talking about the, you know, the big, big winners here, things, the Olympics, clearly. Kraft has announced, Kraft Foods, which is the stock, by the way, macaroni and cheese ice cream. Macaroni and cheese ice cream. It's a debuted, and it quickly sold out. So this is the flavor that you never thought you'd need. And this is one of those that nothing like on a hot day having some Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. And it's available only in limited quantities. It's the ice cream you never knew you needed.
You know what? Listen, I'm willing to give it a shot. It's not Ben and Jerry's, is it, by the way? Kraft, is it? Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'll give it. I'll give it a shot. Yeah, listen, it is what it is. So on a hot day, and I love ice cream, you know, I usually go for the mint chocolate chip, and I am ready to try the mac and cheese. Ready to try it. Now, you've got a couple of big events happening. You got the fabulous 15 coming up, the financial 15 coming. That's Wednesday, right?
Yes, correct. 9 o'clock. We'll be talking about value stocks. Great point, Jay. We're talking about value stocks. To register, value stocks are stocks that are trading not as expensive as the market is one way to look at it. And another way, a lot of value stocks offer dividends, safe, predictable dividends. Some for 25 years or longer have increased their dividend every year, no matter what their no matter what the economy is saying. Very impressive group of companies. So we'll be talking about that for 15 minutes. It's a brief thing. If it's your first visit, you get a complimentary $5 Starbucks gift card to come on the webinar. If it's your first time, we can't do that every time, but certainly we like to see we get a lot of people going, just not just clients, law enforcement, first responders, but we love when your people jump on to your listener audience. So just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. And you just register, and then 9 o'clock for 15 minutes, we do a very quick study on value companies and what makes them value companies, why they're important to have in a portfolio.
Sounds good, my friend. Great to have you back in the fold. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Yes, Jay. Good to hear you, too. Thank you.
All right. The great Craig Ferrantino at CraigJamesFinancial.com.